The Lord pours out when He pours out, sometimes at the seemingly smallest things. For example, in 1904, while churches were packed for prayer during a prayer meeting for young people, Pastor Joseph Jenkins asked for testimonies. A young girl named Florrie Evans, who had only been a believer a few days, rose and with a trembling voice said simply, "I love Jesus with all my heart." Suddenly, the other young people's hearts were melted. A powerful spiritual awakening called the Welsh Revival that brought 100,000 people to Christ was underway. The London Times pointed out that entire congregations were on their knees in fervent prayer, and for the first time, there was not a single case of drunkenness at the Swansea Petty Sessions. At the same time, in another location, David Lloyd George, who later became the British Prime Minister, was impressed as a young girl prayed in the presence of 2,000 people. He said, "In one town, the tavern sold only 9 cents worth of drinks on a Saturday night." The whole population had been suddenly stirred by a common impulse. Jesus had become the overwhelming, absorbing interest of their lives. People gathered at crowded services for 6 and 8 hours and more at a time. Political meetings were canceled. Football games were postponed. Even quarrels between trade union workmen and non-unionists were resolved. The Salvation Army set apart January 19th for a day of confession, humbling themselves and prayer throughout 4 countries, England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. Did you get that? Throughout 4 countries. All-day prayer meetings were held in many of the principal cities of the British Isles, according to the London Times. The meeting was marked by fervent prayer and anyone who felt called upon to pray. The Holy Spirit, fires of spiritual revival and moral recovery were spreading. Coal miners crowded into prayer meetings that lasted till 3 a.m. and then they washed up, ate breakfast, and returned to work. The fire of revival was even taken underground into the long, dark coal mines, and the company managers were good with that. In many cities, newspapers reported that many abandoned gambling and their habits of ill repute to the point that gambling and prostitution businesses closed down for lack of patronage. Employers noticed a great improvement in the work produced by their employees. A week of united prayer meetings in an English town called Nuneaton led to a glorious revival. The Prince's Theatre was packed each Sunday night after church with 1,500 praying believers and many unsaved seekers. The meetings often went on into the night and into the next day. In the Bedfordshire villages, whole nights devoted to prayer prepared for powerful evangelism. Long lines of people lined up to be baptized, old and young alike. This was more than just a single church having an evening of high emotion and hot atmosphere, more than just banging on drums and playing music wishing things would change. It was happening right in front of them, and each person was in the thick of it. The Welsh revivals aren't even the biggest and best known. When the Lord shows up, everything and everyone bows down and declares Him as God. That is just a glimpse of what it looks like when the Holy Spirit pours out upon us and there springs forth revival in our midst. Probably the largest current revival going on today is in China, with about 30,000 people coming to Christ every day. When the Christ of God came, When Jesus walked the streets, speaking the word of the Lord, healing the sick and lame, raising the dead, and just straight out challenged the religious regime of the day, I think it was the biggest revival ever started. There were always crowds, lots of people, lots of decisions, lots of debating over who he was. It was a jumble as people were pressed in their hearts to decide the most important decision of their lives. And other times, Scripture records he only healed one that we know of. The Son of God was the talk of everywhere and was the overwhelming impulse of people's lives. I can't think of anyone, anywhere, more important to spend my time with and to dream about than Jesus. The closer the Lord gets to all things, the more all things become like him. Our God is a consuming fire and draws all things to himself. Let us pursue the Lord for revival, the breakout of the Holy Spirit for ourselves and our nation. Think about it.